Today's reading begins in Psalm 2, verse 1. Psalm 2, verse 1. Why do the nations rage and the peoples plot in vain? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed, saying, Let us burst their bonds apart and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens laughs. The Lord holds them in derision. Then he will speak to them in his wrath and terrify them in his fury, saying, As for me, I have set my king on Zion, my holy hill. I will tell of the decree. The Lord said to me, You are my son. Today I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will make the nations your heritage, and the ends of the earth your possession. You shall break them with a rod of iron, and dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore, O kings, be wise. Be warned, O rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, for his wrath is quickly kindled. Blessed are all who take refuge in him. Psalm 3. O Lord, how many are my foes! Many are rising against me. Many are saying of my soul, There is no salvation for him in God. But you, O Lord, are a shield about me, my glory and the lifter of my head. I cried aloud to the Lord, and he answered me from his holy hill. I lay down and slept. I woke again, for the Lord sustained me. I will not be afraid of many thousands of people who have set themselves against me all around. Arise, O Lord, save me, O my God, for you strike all my enemies on the cheek, you break the teeth of the wicked. Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be on your people. Psalm 4. Answer me when I call, O God of my righteousness. You have given me relief when I was in distress. Be gracious to me and hear my prayer. O men, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? But know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. The Lord hears when I call to him. Be angry and do not sin. Ponder in your own hearts on your beds and be silent. Offer right sacrifices and put your trust in the Lord. There are many who say, Who will show us some good? Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord. You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound. In peace I will both lie down and sleep. For you alone, O Lord, make me dwell in safety. That completes our reading, but let's go back and observe a couple of things in these three psalms. First of all, Psalm 2 is classified as a royal psalm. It was likely used to celebrate the coronation of the king, but it has obvious references to the Messiah and is quoted often within the New Testament. It presents this picture of the nations raging against Jehovah. And then God reacts in such a way as to mock them. And the psalmist points out the only real response they can have is to worship God, serve him. Psalm 3 is titled as a psalm of David when he fled from Absalom. So think about the situation when he fled from Absalom, that he was running and leaving Jerusalem and not having a whole lot of people with him at first because it was very hurried, it was very quick. And on his way out, he even has one particular individual that is shouting derision at David. So the psalm is expressed toward God with this idea of being surrounded, that he feels like, you know, his enemies are multiplying. But despite this, he holds on to his confidence in the Lord. And it ends with, Salvation belongs to the Lord. Your blessing be on your people. Psalm 4 is another psalm that is written by David, classified as a psalm of lament. It makes expressions like verse 2, O men, how long shall my honor be turned into shame? How long will you love vain words and seek after lies? Not only is David being treated poorly, but he's also realizing that, you know, this is a terrible way for these people to be living. And just because these people are able to cast derision at David or others that follow God, that doesn't mean that God's not in control. And so verse 3, know that the Lord has set apart the godly for himself. But nonetheless, we see the heart that is of David when he really expresses that his ultimate desire would be for his enemies to be turned to his brothers. He doesn't want them to be enemies, and he doesn't want them to be enemies of God. He would rather them be saved and change the way they're living. But nonetheless, no matter how it turns out, he will say in verse 6, "Lift up the light of your face upon us, O Lord." And then verse 7, "You have put more joy in my heart than they have when their grain and wine abound." He says, "I find more joy in the Lord than the wicked do in their success in this land." It's contentment in the Lord, true rejoicing. That is something we need to adopt for ourselves, this contentment that says, "I will take my joy in the Lord, and I will have more joy than the wicked of this world can find in all of their entertainment and amusement and excess." Thank you for listening. Please think on these things as you go out through your day. And as always, please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.